Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Cumberland. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Metzger scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Cumberland fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Spear steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays bunts towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. Fuentes scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. McCovey scores. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke strikes out. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0 for 1 in the game. Cumberland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0 for 2 in the game. Cumberland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. the Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.